This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In response to the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser now says he would sue any local governments that tried to limit access to abortion services.
Our legislature passed a Reproductive Health Equity Act, which makes it very clear that any local effort to curb a woman's right to choose violates Colorado law. That means my office and the state has an interest here that we have to enforce, even if that means taking a local government to court.
Weiser says voters in the state have rejected proposals to limit access to abortions on multiple occasions. More than 2 million doses of fentanyl have been taken off the streets this year. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports the seizures come through months of investigation.
At the start of this year, law enforcement officials teamed up going undercover to complete wiretaps for drug busts. DEA Special Agent Brian Besser says millions of lives have likely been saved.
I would like to remind the public that no one is immune from this drug crisis. Nobody. It's in your neighborhoods. It is saturated. It is everywhere. It is in the workplace.
Governor Jared Polis recently signed a fentanyl accountability bill that provides harsher criminal penalties for having small amounts of the drug. Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The 12-mile I-70 express lane between Idaho Springs and Empire started charging a toll this week. It was previously free. If you have an express toll pass, it will cost you $9 on Fridays, Saturdays, and holidays, and $8 on Sundays. You can use the lane without that pass. A license plate reader will mail you a bill, but you'll pay more. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.